Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is the Youth for Christ show, and I'm your youth hostess, Shining Star.
And I am your co-host, Minister Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, here for another weekend of enjoying the youth. So, Star, it's good to have you back. It's been like a month. So could you let us know what's happening with the youth these days?
Oh, well, where do I start, Sister Poochie? Okay, well, to start off, I'm so glad I'm out for school for summer vacation because being in college made me eager for this vacation to come. So amen to that.
Amen to that. I'll give you that. Amen.
So I'm really excited about the summer, and what I really wanted to cover today was the stresses of college. So
okay.
I'm sure a lot of the youth can relate to that, you know, some of them being college students and maybe some of them being in high school, just being in school in general, you know, can be kind of stressful. So
right. It also helped those who may be getting ready to go to college who's never experienced.
Exactly.
Yeah,
never experienced
it.
Yeah. So so, you know, being in college, you know, means that you have to stay on top of your game and responsible because professors, you know, in college, they don't baby you. You know, they give you a syllabus at the beginning of your class, and after that, you know, you're on your own. So, you know, when I was in high school, I mean, I was used to, you know, my teachers telling me, okay, well, the deadline for this paper is coming up, and did you read up on this chapter? But in college, you know, it's not really like that, so you have to really stay on top of your game. I think that's number one. Being a college student, attend Moraine Valley College, and I'll be a sophomore in the fall. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
I feel I made it okay through my freshman year, but it was a lot of work. I'm not going to lie about that. However, I did stay dedicated, and I worked hard. And so in the end, you know, I know it will pay off, but like I said before, you know, college, they don't baby you. You know, you really have to be on top of your game. You really have to stay focused. You know, slacking off is, like, not an option because you slack off, you may not be able to catch back up, and then that's when you're in a real big rucket, you know.
Okay.
Meeting deadlines is important, too. So.
Okay. So your workload is then so heavy that you really don't have time to slack because you end up getting so far behind. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's some good advice for people, especially going into college. Sometimes I don't think they give you enough training. It's kind of a shock to freshmen.
Exactly. It's kind of like a rude awakening. You know, you come from high school and then making that transition to college. You're like, whoa, wait a minute. I'm not used to this. I never had to deal with this before. You know, I've never been on my own like this before. Then it's like, this is the real world. You know, college is a complete different environment, different, you know, just different everything. So you got to be prepared.
Okay, that's some very good advice. That is excellent advice. Well, I am going to roll into the church announcements, if you don't mind, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, everyone. Church announcements are not going to take very long. On May the 26th, which is next Saturday, we have Minister Kimberly Hovak, who will come back bringing a powerful word of God. And remember, the show is from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time for that. Now, every Monday on the Master's Groove, I will be giving a weekly sermon, and if you go to www.sisterpoochie.com, spell SISTAPOOCHIE, you will see the link for that weekly sermon, and that's Monday, 6:30 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and then we still have Bible study on Wednesdays, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and I just want everyone really to go to the website and just look over all the things we have to offer. We have Bible study. We have a spiritual and consultation line. We have, this radio show, The Youth for Christ, which we're listening to. We have Christian Life Coaching. And you also will see our mission statement, how we began, our mission statement of faith, as well as a place to give tithes, donations, and offerings, if the Lord so touches your heart, so we can continue to encourage the greatness of others. All right. Ooh, that was a mouthful. But I got through it. All right. So we might as well get this show started. And so,
yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah, okay, Sister Poochie. So thank you for those important updates. We'll be looking forward to that.
Okay.
So now we're going to roll into the song He's Coming by Cornerstone.
All right. And He's Coming by Cornerstone is right here.
You get hell, that's a sad blow, but Jesus Christ can raise you in the sky like a flagpole. King on the throne in heaven, no castle, and he gon' come back to dictate like Castro. Soon as he comes back, he will ignite force with the armies of heaven, riding on the white horse, destroying sinners with the breath of his mouth, tic-tac-toe on his enemies, X-ing them out. In Revelation, by John the prophesier, say if you don't have Christ, you burn in a lake of fire, unquenchable flames. Eternal torment, trust the work of Christ, cause he made it dormant, died for sins, he rose in 3 days, believe what I say and you can be saved, don't let the day pass, you gotta be immediate and follow the scripture, you gotta be obedient.
Was holding on the blue chain. You can't get by.
Nah.
Why you hiding though? You ain't no guy. What you lying for? This goes to the pastors, the teachers, the doctors, the lawyers, ball players on the bleachers.
Okay.
Christ coming back, it's really that simple.
Yeah.
The days are evil and evil most sinful. This cat told me that my body is the temple.
Okay.
The same cat is touching on his kinfolk. Folks loving the world, it's straight perishing. Covered in sin, it still feel they haven't sin. Life is Christ, everything's irrelevant.
Yeah.
Tell him hot boy, and I ain't scared to tell him this.
Christ gonna return, coming back in a day. In the clouds with the ones from the grave. The ones that are dear are the ones that are saved. Pay attention, we're slipping on the teacher's time. If you don't listen, you're walking on the fine line. He's taking roll, but you're sick with the flu. Christ is coming back in your home with the dude. Repent, yeah, and turn from your sin. Tomorrow ain't promised, it could be the end. God's coming and the Lord is near. So think about your life, for the Lord has here. You two can have a job, we'll do.
Yeah.
Open up your house to the fire and the sun.
Yeah.
It's your time to change your life.
Woo.
Cause Christ coming quick like a thief in the night.
Coming back to take us home where my dad said, listen up, but you need to call on his name, for it's too late and you burning in the flames. Trust God, let your life be changed, gave up his son so you can be saved. Now we run around blind like we don't see. Go to church, bring your partners and your homies. Without Christ in your heart it gets lonely. Accept love right now and be home free. Time is running out, it's gonna get heavy. Receive Christ right now and press steady. This is real life, bruh, stop playing. Christ coming back, so hear what I'm saying.
You're burning in the fire, you're raising the sky. You better change your life.
All right.
Okay, was, okay.
All right.
That was He's Coming by Cornerstone. Whoa,
yeah.
One thing that's true is that the Lord is coming. He is coming.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. And, you know, what I like about it is like you got to change your life, you know,
right.
because we don't know when. It can come, like, tonight.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And so this gives people a chance to change their lives and to turn their lives over to Christ. And, of course, I always encourage that. But one of the things I liked about the way they did presented the song was, it's like, I want to tell you the truth all up in your face, you know.
Right, yeah, just put it out there.
Yeah, exactly. It didn't mess around or anything. Just put it straight out there. Change your life because Jesus Christ is coming back. And, you know, and hell is hot. When he said hell is hot, boy, I was like, right.
Yeah.
Okay,
exactly.
So you better start thinking about it. Hell is kind of hot. Okay.
All right. So now we're going to roll into Take Us Away by G86 featuring Ryan.
Okay. We're going to get to that.
See, sometimes we have some technical difficulties on the show, so
right.
Y'all just gotta bear with us, you know.
Exactly. You know, it's all about kicking back now. Reintroduce that song so we can give them their props.
Okay, so now we're gonna go into Take Us Away by G86 featuring Ryan.
All right.
Us away to where we seek your face, embraced by your spirit as we're in a quiet place, desperate for your peace that surpasses understanding, focused on your holiness, not focused on our planning, like where we're going in the future, how will we maneuver, may it all be manure that'll wash to the sewer, as you are our pursuer, give us strength to endure, spend time with you, may we fall to the floor, tears may they pour, it's you that we rest in, empowered by your presence, the boldly preach the message, cause we are so helpless at times, selfish, soften our hearts so it ain't hard like a shellfish, draw us to that place where we're lost in you, where we're not confused, and contend for truth, not holding a political but biblical worldview, and holding to your promises cause you are our breakthrough. Every breath breathe, turn to deeper belief in you. Take us to the place we refuse to give in to the flesh. Every day is a death. Crucified with Christ, none of us to be left. Beyond space and time, you are great, we are less. Take us from the TV, fall from the stretch. Limo to show us you are the best. By depending on you, we can pass any test. Consumed, overtaken by your spirit, though oppressed. Take us to that place where our sin is confessed, and we seek your face regardless of what's next.
On you, Lord, our life fully depends. We need you until our life will end. Then we will rise up and live again.
Taking us away.
Pass on, so.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Take Us Away by G86 featuring Ryan. So what did you think about that, Sister Pooch?
I think it was wonderful. And when he said, Lord, take us away, I think people forget that we do have an escape while we're still alive on earth, and that's called Jesus and the Holy Spirit. So that's what I felt he was trying to say. There's so much going on down here that he wants to elevate us over it. You know, we're children of God. Lord, just take us away from all of this death and destruction that's happening in this world today. So I thought it was such a positive piece that, you know, it blew me away. I loved it. I love it. And it's just out. It just made its debut on the show, by the way.
Oh, wow.
So I think they have another hit on their hands. They really do. Most deaf, right? if you want to reach G86, you can go to www.g-86.com if you want to listen to any of his music or give him any feedback on what you heard today. All right.
Okay, so let's get back into this whole college thing. Okay, so one thing about college, and I'm just going to be personal, you know, because I don't really like school, but, you know, I do it because I know it's going to benefit me in the long run. So, but one thing, you know, about college that I hated the most, and I mean just, like, could not absolutely stand, was writing papers, you know. And if you're not used to writing papers now, please get prepared, because in college, this is going to be thrown at you constantly, you know. In my composition classes, all we did was write. And I thought to myself, who writes this much? Like, you know, so, but like I said, you know, when I was in high school, I wasn't used to a lot of stuff that I'm going through now in college. And, you know, I wasn't used to writing papers a lot. So coming to college was, I guess, kind of like a rude awakening for me, because, you know, I just wasn't used to it. So I had to adjust to writing. And, you know, I still hate it to this day, but, you know, I know I have to do it. So speaking of papers, some college students plagiarize. Now, I know all of you out here know what plagiarism is. You know, in college, if you don't know what plagiarism is, you need to know. You know, some college students plagiarize because they don't feel like writing papers. You know, they don't feel like writing, so they steal someone else's work. And, you know, since we live in the world of technology, it's real easy for students to go online and copy work to make it their own. You know, this is what plagiarism is, actually. And it's defined as wrongful appropriation, close imitation, or purloining and publication of another author's language, thoughts, ideas, or expressions, and the representation of them as one's original work.
Ooh.
Now listen to this, Sister Pooch. Calm down. A study by the Center for Academic Integrity found that almost 80% of college students admit to cheating at least once.
Whoa!
Which is plagiarism, like.
Wow, that's huge. That's huge.
Yeah, I know. And according to a survey by the Psychological Record, 36% of undergraduates have admitted to plagiarizing written material.
Oh. You know, that...
I know.
You know I got a mouthful to say about this.
Yeah. Don't cheat. Do your own work.
Go ahead. That's some very... I'm still kind of in that shock mode of the 80%, because I didn't realize it was that high, and I'm really glad that you brought out that statistic, guys.
Right.
Well, this is why we make such, you know, this is why you're the hostess. Anyway, one of the things we also that goes along with not only your writing but in your music, we're doing a radio show, and so I can't actually put anybody on without their permission, and I can't put on like music that you're passing off for yourself, and you like change a couple of words, but the whole thing, the whole song is you know, totally taken from somebody else's work, and you change a couple of words around and submit it. Well, it goes that way, and
you'll be stealing somebody else's work in a way, you know. So.
It's absolutely stealing somebody's work. I mean, that's why things are copyrighted. And one thing you're going to learn, I know you mentioned that you hate writing.
Yes, with a passion.
It's with a passion. I know. But what it's going to do for you is that, one, because I've been through college, so one, it's going to make you a better communicator. And you're going to find out that you're constantly writing letters for requests for things. When you get a job, you're going to be writing
right.
and composing letters. If you have a real deep career, there's
right.
no place where writing is not part of it. You know, even what we run into is on Facebook and with everybody text messaging is that they're forgetting how to write in English.
Right, right.
And so I think that's one of the reasons why teachers are getting, like, really tough on, I'm going to give you, like, 90 papers to write this semester.
Of course.
So you can get that in your mind. So I hope that helps y'all that did not like writing. Myself, I got sick of papers. I was coming out
yeah.
of my – I got sick of them. But now that I'm done with it, I'm out in the world, and I've gone through all of this, I'm so glad my teachers gave it to me because it really helps me to compose even the show, you know.
Right, but also with my major being communications, you know, I really have a feel for doing that. I know writing is going to, you know, help me in the long run. So I just look at it as, you know, hey, I got to do what I got to do to get where I want to be. So
that's
how I look at it.
That would say it one more time. You got to do it. What?
Do what you got to do to get where you want to be.
All right. I love
so.
That. I love
okay.
that. Okay. Okay, what's next?
Okay, but Sister Poochie, back to the whole plagiarism thing, you know,
okay.
these numbers don't surprise me because, you know, people like taking the easy way out. You know, most people don't want to, you know, work hard for what they want. You know what I'm saying? So they
okay.
take the easy way out, and, you know, that's plagiarism, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
and also, I think what a lot of people fail to realize, and especially being in college, you know, teachers nowadays, they have a database, you know, online where they can cite where students get all their sources from within their papers.
Really?
So, you know, if you're caught plagiarizing, you can fail a course. So you may want to rethink, you know, taking someone else's work offline or, you know, because teachers, you know, and in some of my classes, I've actually had teachers put students out and say, oh, they, you know, the students come up to the teacher and they say, well, why did I get this bad of a grade? And they say, oh, you plagiarized.
Wow.
They are that blunt, and they say, hey, let me show you where you got your sources from, and they'll show them, and it's like, you know, they'll just have, like, this dumbfounded look on their face because they know they've been caught. So
oh,
if you're
my
thinking about
goodness.
Plagiarizing, you may want to rethink that and just do your own work and, you know, not have to worry about that. You know, they don't play in college, so I highly recommend students do their own work, and, you know, if you're having trouble, you know, just ask for help.
Okay, that's amazing.
Right, you know, because at my school, we have a writing center where we get help writing papers, you know, citing sources, and just, you know, pretty much helping you to avoid plagiarism because some students plagiarize and don't even know they plagiarize. And then by that time, you know, they may have gotten an F on the paper and failed the course, and it's like, well, dang, you know, if I had known this, then, but, hey, you know, that happens in college. You just have to, you know, get help, be aware of these things, and, you know, because it can happen. It has happened. I've seen it.
Okay.
So,
okay, you're sitting up close. Whoa.
Yeah.
Teachers are smart.
Yeah, you know, with this, like we were talking about the whole technology thing,
uh-huh.
yes, they can go online and, you know, you'll be surprised. So
okay, bust you out. Okay. And say,
right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So, did you have anything else you wanted to say about that, Sister Poochie?
No, I think you covered it all. I think you covered it all very well. So, no, I have nothing else to say about that. Besides, you know, don't cheat. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's not worth your future.
Right.
It's not worth your future. Okay. So that's
okay.
all I have to say.
Okay. So just to throw a quick verse out to all you listeners, Exodus chapter 20, verse 15 says, "Thou shall not steal." So with that being said, like me and Sister Poochie said before, do your own work. You know, don't steal nobody else's work. And like I said before, if you need help, you know, you have the resources are there. Go after them.
Absolutely. And, you know, I love that verse that you
said.
Oh,
thou shalt not steal.
Oh, yeah, like the Ten Commandments.
Yes,
you know, it talks about plagiarism. Thou shalt not steal. Excellent. Oh, excellent. Okay. All right.
Okay, so now we're going to roll into King of Kings by Ken Folk featuring Eldritch.
Right now.
Again, that was King of Kings by Ken Folk featuring Eldritch. I really like that. That was pretty cool.
That was really good. I mean, given I like the beat. He came really hard with it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Talking about the King of Kings. You know, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I mean, he just came so hard praising Jesus. That's what the whole song was about. Now, if you like that music or you want to check out his other music, you can go to www.reverbnation.com/BHECEO. And don't forget, if you want to find out anybody who's ever been on the show, just go to www.sisterpoochie.com, spell SISTAPOOCHIE, and you get a roster of everyone who's been played. And I always challenge you to go tell someone how you feel about the work they're doing. A little kindness goes a long way. All right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we're going to get into the hip-hop gospel dance break by youth DJ Shaheen.
All right. Now, everybody, this, you know, the youth dance break is for you to get off your feet.
Yes, please don't be sitting in your seat at home dead. Please get up and praise the Lord. Please
Thank
do.
Thank you. Yes, please do. Absolutely. Here we go with DJ Shaheen.
This DJ is taking over the joint. DJ Shaheen. The mix. Mix. Mix.
Ladies and gentlemen, check this out.
We're going to do a song that you never heard before.
No. leave him and give it all back. I am perfect in my purpose, and my worth is in my purpose, and my thirst is for true worship. And you can learn about it all in my verses. I'm just a young sport from the south side of Chi-Town. I represent.
I never be the same, cause he showed me that there's nothing I should be.
My ministry, hey, my keys still alive. Hey.
Yeah, I know who I was.
Yeah.
And I know who I am in Christ.
Yes,
I've been redeemed by the blood.
Yeah.
I am now the righteousness of Christ.
This world got labels on it. Yeah. No good misfit felon.
What?
Weed smoker, hustler. But this is what I tell him.
Hey. Now with the Lord, I'm rising.
Hey.
Riding till I die.
Hey.
My message now, my ministry. Hey. And my G's still alive.
Yeah.
Hey. This world got labels on it.
Huh?
No good misfit felon.
What?
Weed smoker, hustler. Huh? But this is what I tell him.
I say now with the Lord, I'm rising.
Hey. Riding till I die.
Hey.
My message now, my ministry. Hey. And my G's still alive.
Let
man, I'm all up in these streets. Down to preach that gospel. The Lord order my feet. It's like I'm walking in that Bible. Don't try to be like me, cause you can't do what I do. I'm healed, but the flow sit at you like I got to. And praise the Lord, I got through prison, trials, and tribulations. He ain't done with me yet. Still working on sanctification. Still building my house. Call me a brick mason. You can have that beach house. Jesus, the foundation. Can't stand the heat, get out the kitchen. While I'm mixing and whipping with that faith, with that word. No emphasis in the city. You see spiritual muscles. Oh yeah, I've been listening in high places with my Lord. No weed, but I stay lifted. Fall, but I get up. Righteous how I'm living in that race with all my brethren. I don't need a first place ribbon. Keep my hair short and wavy. Jesus made me jiggy. Hebrews 13:5. My God is always with me. This world got labels on me.
Yeah.
No good misfit felon.
What?
Weed smoker, hustler. But this is what I tell him.
Hey, now with the Lord I'm rising.
Hey. Riding till I die.
Hey.
My message now, my ministry. Hey. My G's still alive.
Hey.
This world got labels on me.
Huh?
No good misfit felon.
What?
Weed smoker, hustler. But this is what I tell him.
I say now with the Lord I'm rising.
Hey. Riding till I die.
Hey.
My message now, my ministry.
Hey.
My G's still alive.
Let go.
I ain't gon' back up, never slack up.
No.
Catch me turning this track up.
Yeah.
Back then I used to act low,
no.
But now for the Lord I act up.
Uh-huh.
I ain't playing with Satan or his MC. Me, they might as well pack up. Put them under my feet, run them over like a Mack truck. Stay strong for the long haul.
Uh-huh.
I ain't counting that mileage. Got locked, changed my life, went hard like Paul and Silas. Alpha, Omega, beginning and the end, Yahweh. He saved me when I was dead in sin. Pulled me out of my blindness so I see clear, no contact. Chains loose, no cell block. I'm super stupid, crazy dumb. I'm postal like your mailbox. So see, kill crop, weapon blast, kill top. Let the word sink down in your brains and I'm lightning, so they still shot. I was cooking that ready rock, but Christ my rock was ready. You ain't hearing nothing but Jesus music, blasting out of that Chevy. Yeah, Christ got that work, his burden like mine was heavy. And I'm in this race to win. Jeff Gordon, Richard Petty. This world got labels on me. No good misfit felon.
What?
Weed smoker, hustler. But this is what I tell him.
Hey,
now with the Lord I'm riding.
Hey,
riding till I die.
Hey,
my message now, my ministry.
Hey,
my G's still alive.
Hey,
this world got labels on me.
Huh?
No good misfit felon.
What?
Weed smoker, hustler. Hey. But this is what I tell him.
I say now with the Lord I'm riding.
Hey, riding till I die.
Hey,
my message now, my ministry.
Hey,
and my G's still alive.
Yeah, this is a warning, warning. Yeah, we coming. He said, go into the world, so we running. Race them for the crown. Focus, we on the right track. No Marion Jones, don't have to give my medals back, huh? A nonconformist, the world is such a mess. It's like the emergency broadcast is
success.
I hide the word of God in my heart like a treasure. So when the trials come, I'm a diamond under pressure. The chosen few like the Marines, I salute. I'm drafted by God, I stand in my army boots. So I square my shoulders and plant my feet a square root. So when I see the enemy coming, I point. This is a warning. running, running. Racing for the crown, focus, we on the right track. No Marion Jones, don't have to give my medal. Yeah. This is a warning, warning. Yeah, we coming, coming. He said, go into the world, so we running, running. Racing for the crown, focus, we on the right track. No Marion Jones, don't have to give my medal. Yeah. This is a warning, warning. Yeah, we coming, coming. He said, go into the world, so we running, running. Racing for the crown, focus, we on the right track. No Marion Jones, don't have to give my medals back, huh? A nonconformist, the world is such a mess. It's like the emergency, emergency cast. Hide the word of God in my heart like a treasure. When the trials come, come, a diamond, pressure. Holding you like the beans, I salute, drafted by God, I stand in my army boots. So I swear my shoulders and plenty feet, the roof. When I see the enemy coming, I point at you. So I kill him with the truth. Keeping my armor on, so I stay bulletproof. I'm through playing. He tried to take me out the game. I got him in my scope. I'm ready. Cock it and aim. In the same cell, my battle cry amplified like on the soundboard that represents my praise as I lift up my Lord. We in the war zone, so we fighting every day. If it's not the devil, it's the flesh that we gotta slay. Should we give the enemy too much credit or not give him enough? Are we willing to praise God when times are good and when times are rough? Are we saying his peace, which passes understand, is not enough? When we keep our minds incarcerated, joy in handcuffs, concentrating on our haters, putting all our trust in paper. Forget that our life's a vapor, knowing that we need a savior. No time to back down, I'm training for 12 rounds. And when he comes back, we'll see who really runs the town.
DJ Shaheen.
doing what I used to do, dude. My life changed, the old gone, I'm brand new, dude. I got a new way of thinking, and I got a new way of speaking. And I thank God every day cause I'm fresh like I'm about to go and party on the weekend.
Hey, 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 hey.
Still giving praise, nothing was but a kingdom. We about to celebrate,
pray.
A Holy Ghost party. Yeah, it's that new sound. Hands in the air, yeah. Shout out from up and down. New mercies every day. We super fresh,
fresh.
Lord, you save our life,
life.
Too blessed to be stressed,
stressed.
You laid and died for us,
us.
So we could be with you,
you.
Always a path away.
New,
we
new,
on that new, new.
New
walk,
new talk, new life,
new style,
new me.
I'm free,
free.
I'm saved,
new mind.
New walk,
new talk,
new life,
new style,
new me.
I'm free,
free.
I'm saved.
That was the hip hop gospel dance break by Youth DJ Shaheem, and wow, he is very, very talented, and I just love his work. Like every time I hear his music, I just, you know, fall more in love with his song. So that was hot.
That was hot. Yeah, you know, for me, it's growing on me. It really is. And you know, one of the things, the purpose of the dance break, for those who don't know, is to try to also figure out what the DJ is saying, because this is their ministry as well. And that's what he was saying in the song. You know, I'm not embarrassed that I'm rolling with Jesus. All you weed smokers and all these people out here doing whatever you want. You know, I'm religious forever. I love that, you know, because he's not ashamed of where he's coming from. He's not, you know, he's not ashamed of the Lord, and he's not ashamed that he loves Jesus. And that's how we have to be. I mean, that's
a
problem.
We shouldn't be ashamed.
Exactly.
We shouldn't be ashamed.
Exactly. You know, the Bible tells you that if you deny me in front of man, I will deny you in front of my Father. And so I don't want that to happen to me. I don't know about anybody else. But, you know, never, okay? So, you know, I'm religious forever. I'll sing it over and over again. But that's DJ Shaheem, and he's really an excellent DJ, and I'm glad that he's our youth DJ. Much love to DJ Shaheem on that one.
Of course, of course, of course. Okay, so back to the whole college thing again. Okay, I was covering the topic for those of you who wasn't listening earlier. The topic that I'm covering is the stresses of college. And so next we have tuition, you know.
Money. Yeah.
Okay. Now, so tuition can be very stressful and, as we all know, expensive. You know, you got books, you got feed, and if you live in, you know, in a dorm, you know, away on campus, you have to pay for that, and also your meal plan, you know, you have to eat. So, I personally did not go away partially because of that expense. You know, I'm saving a lot of money going to a community college, and yes, Moraine Valley is a community college. For those of you who don't know, it's the second largest community college in Illinois.
I just want
to throw that out there. Yeah. And so by going to a community college, you know, I'm still getting my gen eds out the way. And, you know, afterwards I will then transfer to a university. But however, going away is not a bad thing. You know, I don't want to discourage students from going away to college because of tuition. Mm-hmm. You know, there's always ways to work around that. You know, you have work study, you have financial aid, scholarships and loans. You know, you can definitely work your way around the expenses. Mm-hmm. So Psalms chapter 55, verse 22 says, cast your cares on Jesus and he will sustain you. Now, this means he will keep and provide you, but in order for him to do this, we must all trust him, and we have to understand in our hearts that Jesus will help us through anything. So, you know, even when you're, you know, stressing about, you know, oh, God, how am I going to pay for college, you know, just trust in the Lord and he'll provide for you. Okay.
Amen.
So, oh,
amen.
Of course. Okay, so next we're going to have Zion by Cooley the Nazarite.
Okay, before we go to that, I need to comment on what you just said. And my comment about that is that, amen. Amen, my sister. Amen. And, you know, as you're making the choice whether you're going to a university or community college, one of the stats I was going to throw out of there is that the community colleges have some of the best instructors sometimes. In their field. So you're not going to be lacking anything if you choose to do community college than a university, because they have some top-notch teachers in these community colleges. So I just wanted to put that out there for anybody who's getting ready to go to school. So either way you go, you're going to get educated.
Right, and just to elaborate more on what you said, Sister Pucci, I feel like it's kind of, I'm not going to say it's the best way to go, you know, the best thing to do to go to a community college, but I feel like whereas if people go to a university, you know, you don't really get that really teacher-student, you know, relationship, you know, at a university. You could be in a lecture hall of 200, 300 students, you know, but with me being at a community college, you know, the most students I had in my classes were maybe 30, if that.
Oh,
so, you know, I can really get close to my professors if I need help with anything. You know, they offer after-school office hours. So I think it's really, you know, I think it's beneficial to go to a community college. Not to say you should only go to a community college, but, you know, what I'm, it's good with going to a community college. So I don't want students to just, oh, God, I'm not going to a community college. You know, it's not a bad thing, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you have to do what's best for you, and personally, I feel like going to a community college was the best thing for me right now. So
yeah, and there was a lot of stigma with community colleges, so I'm glad you said that. So no matter what you're doing, as long as you're getting an education, you're on the right path.
All right.
All right, now we're going to roll into the next song, Zion by Cooley the Nazareth, and it's up right now.
No longer will I conform to the world I transform. transform. My mindset, shape, and form is the least I can do for you. My rock, my life, my truth, my way to the narrow corridor that leads to the kingdom I'm striving for. That straight path, the low door. So I humble myself, crawling on the floor till I'm honored before the Lord. It's my reward. I reach for it till I take it. I'm beaten, torn, and naked, mutilated. Sometimes I think I can't make it, but I took the good news and laced it. To my feet, now I'm racing with my righteous wrist plating. Truth in my waist and my shield of faith to block the blows of Satan. My sword got word and I'm shaking, and my helmet of salvation. Put him in his proper place, and
Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but yet give your son a shoulder to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation. Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but yet give your son a shoulder to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation.
All right, that was Zion with, that was Cooley with Zion, and I love it because he said, you know, you gave up your son, Lord, for our salvation. He did it all for us. If you want to contact Cooley E. the Nazarite, you can contact him on Twitter, www.twitter.com/KULIE the Nazarite. Okay.
And I know we didn't mention earlier, but if you for the dance mix, if you want to contact DJ Shaheem, which is Shyheim, sorry. For those of you who may have trouble spelling that name, go to www.djshaheem.com and you can listen to all of his mixes.
All right. Thank you very much.
So now we're going to go into Looking Back by Renika Chaney.
All right. It's up right now.
Over my life, looking back. Over my life.
I'm just a man, my daddy told me he would hold me and explain, telling me that living the right path was covered by his pain. He knew the Lord's word, but it didn't help him in his presence, so he chose to live his own life away from God's presence. Got a girl pregnant, she became his first wife. 3 kids later, couldn't take commitment, he continued his own life. Met my mama as a teen, made her feel just like a queen. 10 months later, had my brother popping on the scene, but he wasn't ready to be a dad. He never did hug him. He repeated the cycle, left my mama by herself. But he did come back with his baggage in his hands, beat my mama in the head, made my brother be a man. He later cleaned up his acts and asked my mom to marry him. She forgave his past sins and then she buried them. They got married in the sticks. I wish I could remember it, but I was just a kid growing up in mama's stomach. Then they became one that day. Everything my mama prayed, you think they live happily, cause that's what the movies say, but in the movies they get paid. This is real life, no script to be read, so we keep praying that it gets better instead.
Over my life, looking back. Over my life, looking back.
See, we speaking in tongues and we singing in rhymes, but it means nothing at all if we ain't speaking in love. Because mama cussed out daddy and then issued us hugs, and my mama had a problem controlling her mouth, but she was kind in front of company cause we was from the south. Yes ma'am, yes sir, but my mama called me insert. Came to Pittsburgh and they like to call me insert. Met Jesus Christ and he called me new creature. Born again in this plan, got married to a man. I'ma show you love the only way I know I can. The generational sin, I took my marriage in a predicament where I have to learn love again. So I start at square one, and that's the word of God. It says love is patient and love is kind. It says love is God and our God is alive. It does not envy, brag, or boast, knowing God is the man. It's not proud or rude, it lets God be the ruler. Not self-seeking or easily angered. Teaching you to bear with your Christian family and strangers. It keeps no records of the wrongs you do. Not delighting in evil, but rejoicing with the truth. It's there to protect and it's always gonna trust. It's always gonna hope, yes, that is love. And it always perseveres because love never fails. At the end of the day, when these three remain, you got faith, hope, and love, and love stands above, while the other two can't even touch.
Over my life, looking back, over my life, looking back.
I'm just a man, my daddy told me he would hold me and explain, telling me that living the right path was covered by his pain. Now I'm left with the sins of my parents. I got the shame, the pride, and I struggle with the arrogance. My arrogance won't let Jesus Christ come in, cause mama taught me perfect perfection. You see, I imitated what I saw, repeated everything I thought. My parents loved the love I felt, like many generations in the cycle I got caught. I'm not mad, mom and dad, but I can't pass on what I never did have. So I pass on everything I lack, and I pass that to my kids, and they pass it right back. It's a sad thing to see your kids carrying your slack. That's why I wish that we could bring it back to when I was a little girl. Create a different world where you tell me about Jesus, and you really try to teach him, and you really do believe him, and you show me in your actions, so I really do see him. And when you sin, show me how you ask for forgiveness, and like a babe, show me how you really wean it when you're really leaning in repentance.
Looking back over my life, 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 looking back.
Looking back.
Okay.
If you want to contact, if you want to contact Renika Chaney, you can contact her at www.renikachaney.com. I wanted to just get that out before I commented on this song. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I really like that song. I love the chorus, especially, you know, looking back over my life, you know.
Yes.
That's real deep. I really like that.
I do, me too. And, you know, no matter how old you get, you're always going to be reflecting on your life. And hopefully you can see a change. And that's what you want to look for, that your life is changing, especially changing towards Christ, of course, because I'm all about going towards Christ. But you want to be able to look back and say, man, I'm nothing like that person that I used to be.
Something that,
you know, when you don't change, you don't grow. So even though the things she was saying, she's like looking back over all these bad things that were happening with her parents and things like that, and abuse and all of these things, she's still here. She's still strong. You know what? That was cool. That's what I liked about the song. You know, it's like, doesn't matter who or what anybody did to you, looking back, you know, I'm still here. You didn't kill me. I'm still standing. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes, it's a real deep song.
Yeah,
that's what I like about it.
Okay, all right.
All right, so back to the topic. Okay, so being a college student can be even stressful. Now, remember, we're talking about the stresses of college here. So this type of stress is, you know, tons of coursework. You know, so me being in college, you know, I had... my workload was okay, you know. It wasn't too much, it wasn't too less. So I guess it was like in the middle, so to say. I had 5 classes this past semester. I had science, math, composition, psychology, and humanities. So, you know, I have to admit, sometimes it felt like work was being thrown at me at one time, you know, but I managed to get through it. And so, like, whenever you feel overwhelmed, you can always depend on Jesus sending the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 16 through 17 says, God gives internal encouragement and hope. So even when you wonder how you're going to write your next paper or how you're going to pass an exam, just remember that Jesus will encourage you and give you the hope you need.
Amen. Amen to that. I just want to say to all those out there who have taken that step to go to college, this is a big and important choice, and you made a great choice to go back to school and to further educate yourself so you can grow within yourself and, you know, have your career and be able to find a decent job out there. So to all you college students out there, keep up the good work. I know it's hard, but it pays off. Believe me, I tell you at the end, it does pay off. Every dime that you put into it, you're going to reap some reward. And I like the way you said, Shining Star, that the Lord will be with you doing this.
Of course.
He even put a scripture in the Bible for going back to school. Ain't that one? You know?
Yeah.
He got this. He's like, I got everything you need. When he said everything you need, he meant everything. You need. Okay. All right. Okay.
So now we're gonna roll into "Make It Rain, Jesus" by Rapture, aka DJ Shaheen.
You know he was certain hats, and I have to give Rapture his shout outs again. He's been with the show since it started in 2009, but his name was Rapture instead of DJ Shaheen. And this is "Make It Rain, Jesus" by Rapture.
Let your glory, Lord, fill this holy place. Let your offense unify, set us at a pace. Purify our hearts, surround us in this place. Breathing life within us with your love and your grace. Make it rain, Jesus, make it rain, oh Lord. Make it rain, Jesus, make it rain, oh Lord. Make it rain, Jesus, make it rain, oh Lord. Make it rain, Jesus, make it rain, oh Lord.
From the heavens up above, the Lord will make it rain. From the heavens up above, Lord will make it rain. From the heavens up above, the Lord will make it rain. From the heavens up above, the Lord will make it rain. My God will make it rain. My Lord will make it rain. What is that they talking about? What is that they saying? I don't think it's funny, throwing dollars, wasting money. Pass them to my offering place and struck out temple for him. To my Jesus house, to them husbands and they spouse. My Father makes it rain, and angels from the clouds. He's so kind, he keeps blessing me in style. After the storm is over, enemies leave in denial.
Let your glory, Lord, fill this holy place. Let your offense unify, set us at a pace. Purify our hearts, surround us in this place. Renew life within us with your love and your grace. Make it rain, Jesus, make it rain, oh Lord. Make it rain, Jesus, make it rain, oh Lord. Make it rain, Jesus, make it rain, oh Lord. Make it rain, Jesus, make it rain, oh Lord.
From the heavens up above, the Lord will make it rain. From the heavens up above, Lord will make it rain. From the heavens up above, the Lord will make it rain. From the heavens up above, the Lord will make it rain. Rain, rain, rain. That's what my Lord be sending. Blame, blame. All my haters still pretending. Came up in this thing, showered down with a blast. Stay hungry off that word, so I grab my Bible fast. Make it rain, Lord. Money ain't a thing. Gone and shake that devil, ain't no shame in her game. Take you to the church, he can send his spirit down. He can make it rain, can you hear that trouble sound?
Let your glory, Lord, fill this holy place. Let your offense unify, set us at a pace. Purify our hearts, surround us in this place. Renew life within us with your love and your grace. Make it rain, Jesus, make it rain, oh Lord. Make it rain, Jesus, make it rain, oh Lord. Make it rain, Jesus, make it rain, oh Lord. Make it rain, Jesus, make it rain, oh Lord.
From the heavens up above, the Lord will make it rain. From the heavens up above, Lord will make it rain. From the heavens up above, the Lord will make it rain. From the heavens up above, the Lord will make it rain.
Let your glory, Lord,
saturate our hearts.
Fill this holy place.
Now that's a good start, but you sent us. You hold up. Let's come in, fill my cup up. Broke a lot of bread, fill my soul up. Fill my seeds, read this soul up. Make it rain. The Lord will make it rain. He will do his thing. Go ahead and bless his name. Be your witness, always confessing. She's learning a lesson, leaving with a blessing. Yeah, lower the middle to high class is in recession. Make it rain. The Lord will make it rain. Yeah. Make it rain. The Lord will make it rain. Yeah.
make it rain. The Lord make it rain, yeah. Make it rain. The Lord make it rain, yeah.
Okay, so that was Make It Rain, Jesus by Rapture, a.k.a. DJ Shaheen. And once again, if you want to contact DJ Shaheen, you can contact him at www.djshaheen.com. Okay, so now we're coming in for our closing, and I have another quick verse that I want to throw out to all you listeners, which is Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. And it's, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So as I'm going to say, as, you know, being a college student, don't let college get the best of you. Instead, make the best out of it, because it will help you to be successful in your future endeavors. So, you know, that's it for today. But our next Youth for Christ show will be June 30th at 4 p.m. Central Time. And if you want to contact me, your Youth for Christ hostess, Shining Star, you can reach me at my email, which is shiningstar@sisterpoochie.com.
Sister Spoochie is spelled SISTAPOOCHIE. All right. Thank you so much, Shining Star, for this segment. I think you gave us some really great information. And the last verse that you came out with, you know, because God does know his plans for you already, and he won't give you anything that you're going to fail in. And so, you know, I like what you said about don't let college get the best of you, but make the best of college. That was
exactly
right on time. That's right on time, you know, because God has you. Just keep praying, you know, to Jesus and during this time, and whatever you need, like, Jesus, help me write this paper. You can say that. You know, Jesus, give me a topic. You can say that. I mean, you really can talk to him like that, and he'll do it. That's what's so wonderful about it. He'll actually do it. Well, everybody, this show goes by so fast, and I'm just so grateful that to God that gave us a platform to hear these young artists doing their thing and doing it for God, and with the Shining Star and DJ Shaheen, that duo, the dynamic duo, I'm going to call them, bringing the word as well as bringing the praise to the Lord. My hat's off to you. Okay, everybody, don't forget, every Monday at 6:30 to 7 o'clock, I will be doing a sermon on the mastersgroove.com. Bible study is every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. I want everybody to go to the website, www.sisterpoochie.com. Spell SISTAPOOCHIE. We have tons of free resources there for you. Also, don't forget to look under our mission statement and our statement of faith, so you know what we're all about. Also, if God so touches your heart, make a donation to sow a seed into this ministry so it can continue to grow. All right, everybody, that's all for now. Shining Star?
We're out.
All right, we're out. Okay, we're going to roll out of here like we always do with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. And if you want to catch Society Hill Music, you can catch them at their YouTube at www.youtube.com/Society Hill Music. Everyone have a blessed and peaceful week. Shining Star, I'll see you next month. And we're out.